Phoneboy Speaks, Episode 55, John E. Carlin. With a name like Phoneboy, it shouldn't be any surprise that I'm into phones. Not just mobile phones, but sort of the history of telephones.
There's so much I don't know about it, but I ran across an article today in the New York Times that talks about a gentleman by the name of John E. Carlin, who was responsible for leading the way towards dialing telephone numbers. In the way that we dial them today. In the U.S., since the 1960s,
telephone numbers, sort of the way we dial them, yeah, used to be completely different prior to the 60s.
There were telephone exchanges, for example, Pennsylvania, Butterfield, Drexel, Fleetwood, and Swinburne, and that's part of how you dialed the phone number. It was an exchange in five digits, basically, and that was how you got calls from place to place. And I guess there was also physical operators that moved cords around the cord boards. When they went to automated switching, they had to, of course, make it easy for switches to occur. And so, yes, you have going to an all-digit dialing system sort of facilitate that. But people really don't like change. And in fact, in this article in the New York Times, he recounts an incident where he was referred to as the most hated man in America. You know, think about the telephone keypad today. I mean, whether it's a virtual one or a physical one, the layout of the numbers, which is different from a conventional calculator. The phone keypad and the calculator keypad are different. Well, the reason why the phone keypad is different is because John E. Carlin did research and said, well, it's going to be more accurate for people to dial this way. At the time, it was 10 digits. It was, you know, 9 plus the 0 in the middle, and the star and the hash on either end of the 0. I mean, that came about, you know, was also related to work that he did. And really, it's amazing that that's endured for as long as it has, even today. I mean, all the different kind of phones we have, the keypad is still pretty much the same. And, you know, it's a phone because it has those 12 keys laid out that way with those letters the way they are. And, you know, I mean, he did a bunch of other stuff too. And I think, you know, his most important contribution, if you get right down to it, is bringing the human factor into engineering products. It's something that I think in general we need to do more of. Every company does it to a certain extent. I mean, even at Checkpoint, we do a fair amount of our own research into how to design, you know, the graphical interface to our products and so forth. And it's a very important aspect. I mean, users have to use these products. And if you don't spend the time and energy to make sure that they're going to be able to use them in the most optimal way, then people are going to hate using them and be frustrated by them. I guess a moment of silence for John E. Carlin. I mean, I never met him, but obviously I've been impacted by his work, and we all have been impacted by his work. So I guess there's a lot of good things in the Bell system, even though we whine and complain about the phone companies and some of the stupid things that they've done over the years. But at the end of the day, they've designed the kinds of technology that allow us all to communicate. We just take it for granted, and that's just the way. That's just the way things work, I guess.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.